You're listening to SBS News.
Another day, another unwanted coronavirus record broken in Victoria. The state has again registered its highest ever number of new coronavirus cases, with 723. With those have come 13 more deaths. That takes the number of COVID-19 deaths in Victoria to 105 and in Australia to 189. All of the new deaths, 8 men and 5 women, were aged in their 70s or above. 10 of the 13 deaths are linked to aged care. There are 913 active cases in aged care and 5,385 in the state, meaning 1 in 6 coronavirus infections in Victoria is currently in aged care. There are 913 active cases in aged care and 5,385 in the state, meaning around 1 in 6 coronavirus infections in Victoria comes from aged care. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the large number of virus cases is driven by a combination of factors.
These numbers today are a reflection of increased cases in aged care. That's one element if you were to break it down. The key point here is that too many people are still going to work when they have symptoms. Too many people are going to work, even some, when they have a positive test result. That's a small number though. I think a bigger number are people that are between having the test taken and getting the results, they are still presenting to work. And for so long as that continues, then we will continue to see numbers go up.
312 people are in Victorian hospitals with the virus, 34 of them in intensive care. There's also been a rise in cases of the virus in regional Victoria, where there are 255 active cases. That surge has triggered the government to put in place new restrictions in rural Victoria. In the local government areas of Colac Otway, Greater Geelong, Surf Coast, Moorabool, Golden Plains and the Borough of Queenscliff, people will not be allowed to visit other people's homes or have visitors in their own home. Places like restaurants will remain open though. The government acknowledges it's a strange arrangement, but says the data shows that outside workplaces, people going to each other's houses is the greatest cause of virus transmission in these communities. They say people are visiting their friends and family and taking COVID-19 home with them. Also, from Monday, all Victorians must wear a mask whenever they leave home, bringing the rest of Victoria into line with Melbourne and Mitchell Shire. Mr. Andrews has also had to fend off criticism about the funding of the Victorian health system. The Age newspaper is reporting Mr. Andrews' government was warned multiple times last year that Victoria's public health unit was the worst resourced in the country. Mr. Andrews is pointing to the assistance his government has given the beleaguered Commonwealth-administered private sector aged care system in the state this week as proof such claims are not true.
Well, I wouldn't accept that it's not appropriately resourced. This is a 1 in 100 year event. I think we're up to about $2 billion in additional funding. And I would see the health system in a much broader context. And I'd say to you that there's a reason why Eastern Health can take over Kirkbrae, why Monash Health can take over Outlook Gardens, why Austin Health can take over Epping Gardens. And that's because across the health system, we've got more resources, not just as a result of the pandemic, but year on year, more resources and a record of investment.
Three new cases have been reported today in Queensland. One man is a return traveller from the United States who is in hotel quarantine. Two are recently returned from Sydney, where they ate at the Apollo restaurant in Potts Point in Sydney's east, where there has been a small outbreak. They've gone into isolation. But the three people diagnosed yesterday in Queensland are the hot topic of conversation around the country. Three COVID-19 infected Brisbane women who allegedly lied on their border declaration forms upon re-entering Queensland from Melbourne to avoid 2 weeks in quarantine have been charged by police. The 19-year-old and two 21-year-olds have each been charged with one count of fraud and one count of false or misleading documents under the state's Public Health Act. All three are now in isolation. There is a massive contact tracing effort underway relating to the women. One was said to be initially uncooperative in police in saying where she had been since re-entering Queensland. Police say all three women are now cooperating. Police believe the women attended a party whilst in Victoria. The details of at least two of the women and their photographs were published on the front page of Brisbane's Courier Mail newspaper and other media outlets. Federal Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says even if the women have done the wrong thing, naming and shaming them in such a way is undesirable.
That's certainly, I think, a shame that that's happened in terms of those particular individuals, although I must say that their actions were rather reckless and they've led to a large amount of mental concern and worry and other effects in the wider population in the southern part of Brisbane. So it's not only those two that have been affected. But look, I'm not in favour of naming and shaming. That's unfortunate that that's happened.
The women will appear in court on the 28th of September. One of the charges they face has, as a maximum punishment, 5 years in jail. The other, a fine of around $13,000. The only other fresh cases of coronavirus in Australia today came in New South Wales. New South Wales has registered 18 new coronavirus cases, down one on yesterday. Two are linked to the funeral cluster. Four are linked to the Thai Rock restaurant cluster at Wetherill Park, bringing the number of cases associated with that cluster to 85. Four are linked to the Apollo restaurant cluster at Potts Point. Two are returned travellers, and six are still under investigation. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty of New South Wales Health is urging people who live in or have been in the following areas in the last 2 weeks to get tested if they have any COVID-19 symptoms at all.
The areas are Potts Point, Carnes Hill, Shops, Prestons, Bonnie Rig, Wetherill Park, Mount Pritchard, Bankstown, City Plaza, Cabramatta and Perisher.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.